Question 3. Law proposed by initiative petition. Sales and use tax rates. Do you approve of a law summarized below, in which no vote was taken by the Senate or House of Representatives before May 4, 2010? Summary. As required by law, summaries are written by the State Attorney General, and the statements describing the effect of a yes or no vote are written jointly by the State Attorney General and the Secretary of the Commonwealth. This proposed law would reduce the state's sales and use tax rates, which were 6.25% as of September 2009, to 3% as of January 1, 2011. It would make the same reduction in the rate used to determine the amount to be deposited with the State Commissioner of Revenue by non-resident building contractors as security for the payment of sales and use tax on tangible personal property used in carrying out their contracts. The proposed law provides that if the 3% rates would not produce enough revenues to satisfy any lawful pledge of sales and use tax revenues in connection with any bond, note, or other contractual obligation, then the rates would instead be reduced to the lowest level allowed by law. The proposed law would not affect the collection of monies due the Commonwealth for sales, storage, use, or other consumption of tangible personal property or services occurring before January 1, 2011. The proposed law states that if any of its parts were declared invalid, the other parts would stay in effect. What your vote will do. A yes vote would reduce the state sales tax and use tax rates to 3%. A no vote would make no change in the state sales and use tax rates. Arguments. As provided by law, the 150-word arguments are written by proponents and opponents of each question and reflect their opinions. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts does not endorse these arguments and does not certify the truth or accuracy of any statement made in these arguments. The names of the individuals and organizations who wrote each argument and any written comments by others about each argument are on file in the office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth. In favor. Last year, the state legislature and Governor Deval Patrick raised the sales tax to 6.25%. Thousands of people lost their jobs. Your yes vote rolls back the sales tax to 3% and creates 32,929 productive, sustainable jobs, gives back an average of $688 every year to each taxpayer, saves northern Massachusetts retail businesses and jobs by keeping shoppers here instead of driving them to New Hampshire's 0% sales tax, attracts shoppers from Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, and New York. It safely trims fat. 5% from $52 billion in total state government spending. It does not reduce spending for cities and towns, police, firefighters, schools, roads, nor any essential service. Not a dime. Vote yes to reduce government waste, bureaucracy, sweetheart deals for rich corporations, union-inflated plush pensions that give government employees full retirement pay as early as age 54. Vote yes for fiscal responsibility and desperately needed jobs. Authored by Carla Howell, Alliance to Roll Back Taxes, P.O. Box 5268, Wayland, Mass. 01778. Telephone number 508-645-4099. Website www.rollbacktaxes.com. A no vote would make no change in the state sales and use tax rates. The argument against. The sales tax helps pay for things we all value and rely on. We all want good schools, police and fire protection, safe roads and bridges, clean water and quality health care. Cutting the sales tax by more than half will prevent us from achieving these goals we share. Our communities rely on local aid to pay for schools, public safety, and emergency services. Local aid has already been cut by 25% in the last 2 years, forcing communities to reduce services. This proposal would result in further cutbacks. This proposal would take away $2.5 billion in state revenue. This is about half the total amount the state sends to our communities each year to help pay for public education. The recession has forced communities to reduce services. We cannot keep cutting without doing lasting harm to our schools, health care, and services that strengthen our communities. Authored by Joanne Blum, Mass Coalition for Our Communities, 20 Ashburton Place, Boston, Mass. 02108. Telephone 617-878-8317. Website www.votenoquestion3.com. Question 3. Law proposed by initiative petition. The full text of the question is, be it enacted by the people and by their authority. Section 1. the rates of the excises imposed by Section 2 of Chapter 64H and Section 2 of Chapter 64I of the General Laws shall, beginning on January 1, 2011, and except as provided in Section 2 hereof, each be reduced to 3%. The deposits, bonds, and deductions required under Section 30A of Chapter 64H and Section 31A of Chapter 64I of the General Laws shall, beginning January 1, 2011, and except as provided in Section 2 hereof, each be reduced to 3%. Section 2. If any portion of the excises under said Chapters 64H and 64I has been pledged or obligated pursuant to law in connection with any bond, note, or other contractual obligation, and if the total amount of all portions of said excises so pledged or obligated exceeds revenues generated through said chapters at a rate of 3%, then the rates of the excises imposed by said chapters shall on January 1, 2011, be reduced to the lowest rates allowed by law. Section 3. Notwithstanding the provision of Section 2, this law shall not be construed to impair the collection of monies due the Commonwealth for sales, storage, use, or other consumption of tangible personal property or services occurring before January 1, 2011. Section 4. The provisions of this law are severable, and if any clause, sentence, paragraph, or section of this measure, or an application thereof, shall be adjudged by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid, such judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but shall be confined in its operation to the clause, sentence, paragraph, section, or application adjudged invalid.